finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are back. We are back with another episode. This is Unveiled by Grace. I am your man of God, your brother, David Abraham. How are you guys doing on today? Today is May 6th, 2025. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for May. Thank you, Lord, for today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Psalm 118:24. How are you guys? I hope you guys are doing well. I am doing well. I've been doing my Father's business. Hallelujah. Not busy, but doing my Father's business. And you know, and that's kind of what the message is about, per se, or segue. There's a segue into what I'm going to speak about today with us is, as believers, as the body of Christ, okay, in doing our Father's business, first, when we truly surrender ourselves and say, Lord, your will be done. What does that mean? That's a sacrifice. Hallelujah. There's a perspective, a measure, if you will, that is required. My mama Nita always tell me, she always say, can't be no big me's and little me's. I never understood what that meant. If I'm being honest, you know, she, you know, is patient with me, right? hallelujah. But we're here together as a body of Christ, and we're here to not just hold each other accountable, but to encourage. You know, exhortation is a huge part of building, right? And in relationships, and I'm speaking from experience. You know, the Lord works on me daily with like my relationships and, you know, building those relationships and, you know, communication. You know, what Mama Prophetess Deborah tells us, she says, you know, don't speak in a vacuum, baby. Hallelujah. Oh, I honor her. She, you know, and what she was meaning by that is, you know, say what you mean. Mean what you say. That's a huge part of communication. You know, even though communication a lot of times is not what we say, right? 90% of communication isn't what we say. Hallelujah. It's what we do and not do, right? That's a whole nother topic, but I want to stay on task. I want to speak about what I've been seeing and a lot of us have been seeing, and it came up today on social media. That's how I knew it needed to be discussed. It needed to be spoken about. And the importance helped me, Holy Spirit, on this one today. I may offend, I may ruffle some feathers. Hallelujah. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. I am all for, let's address this and keep it moving, right? Keep it moving. The importance of the unity in the body of Christ. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You will be glorified. Hallelujah. From this teaching and this conversation this morning. But first, we definitely have to have scripture reference, right? So let's go to Ephesians 4. 3-6, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Now, this scripture emphasizes that unity is a command. Hold on now. When we say command, what does a command mean? That means it's not a option. There is no option. There is no suggestion. It's not a suggestion. It's a command from God. Let's keep going, because I really need us to understand. And, you know, First Corinthians, I'm getting my scriptures together. So when you hear a pause, just sip the coffee and hallelujah. Actually, I need to go get my second cup for today. And it's only 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12. And between 12 to 27. But it illustrates that the body of Christ as a metaphor for unity. Oh, Jesus. Every part in the body of Christ, is necessary to function effectively. What does that mean? One band, one sound is what I'm hearing. That was some of you who are listening may know. That was from I was about to say Making the Band. Help me, Lord. That was from Drumline, the movie, and they were in a band, and that was what the band instructor or leader would tell them. You know, we are one band, one sound, which means every person, every instrument together makes the sound that we are needing, or that the sound is the objective, that is the instructed sound that we must walk. But it also is in walking together in unity. The horns can't be horning and also trying to do the cymbals and the drums and no. You know, and when we move together as one body, the body of Christ, that's when our Father's business can be done and done effectively. Jesus. Hallelujah. And none of us are perfect, right? We all fall short of the glory, but this isn't about being perfect. This is about humility. This is about what the Lord said, do. And when we begin to make it about us and what we want to do, or even not even what we want to do, but even in our own selfish pursuits of being, I guess, the one who, you know, it gets weird. And I myself, you know, have been that way. You know, I make it about what I wanted to do and what, you know, it becomes silly, you know. It's all about one thing, but one of the biggest things that has been affecting us, and a lot of it is on social media, but even in the church, is the actual church, right? It's competition. Oh Jesus. Ooh, competition is prideful. It is pride. That's what it is. Because we're supposed to be together and doing things together, right? So James 3:16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition. Ooh, that part. That's a thin line. That's a very fine line right there. That selfish ambition. Selfish ambition. There you find disorder and every evil practice. This is what the word says. This is what God said. For where you have envy and selfish ambition. Now you know in your heart, you just, you know, you don't like evangelist so and so, right? Oh, she gets in the choir and she gets to singing, and you just you like, ooh, she think, you know, why do we do that? You know, or this man of God is, oh, he's anointed, and you're like, well, that's your brother, and what the Lord is doing in him and through him, he does in you and through you, in your way and how he chooses to use you. Yes, there are definitely you know, those who he has, you know, given different weights to carry or different things to do, but that shouldn't, you should support your sister, support your brother. And it gets, and you know, it's just been a wild, and you know, it actually is a lack of maturity. That's what it is. And I'm not here to say, look, hey now, this is this is for all of us, okay? I am not the Jesus is. Be clear. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. So this isn't me saying, oh, you got, no, me too. Me too. Okay, let's be clear. But it's a lack of maturity. It's a lack of maturity in all aspects. Lack of spiritual maturity. And just lack of maturity. Come on now. Come on. We have to do better. It's like, you know, that's why I believe that sports, team sports, is so important. We learn so much from team sports. If you played sports back in the day, or as a child, any sport, any team sport, I don't, you know, whatever it could be, any team sport, whatever, you know, when we had to come together for one goal, whether that's to win, but really to rely on one another. My coach used to always say, hey, this is your assignment. I just need you to do this. I don't need you to do CJ's job. He's watching that side. He's blocking for Aaron over here. You know what I mean? Like, it, if we all just do our part and rely on each other and support each other, then we can be more effective. We can be more effective in every aspect. In every aspect. And if you know, Sister Tamia is the best evangelist, right? Then let's support, let's adhere, let's listen to her strategies. If you know that, you know, it's just about us supporting each other and doing and having a united front. Because let me tell you, the other side over there, they don't have these issues. They don't. They will come together and try to kill, steal, and destroy the plans and the plans of God that are in your life. So we must, you know. That's why I'm very, very much so, you know, I support my brothers and sisters. I support in any way that I can. Any way that I can. It's not, I understand that the Lord uses this person for this or that, and that this is my brother and my sister. This is my whoever it is that the Lord has put in my life, and I know that there's a divine setup and appointment for us together to get to the goal, to get to telling and sharing the good news, helping and doing the work. And when we, you know, are playing high school games, you know how it is, you know. it's actually funny, but it's not. It really isn't, because that's when, you know, we allow infiltration. We allow delay, and we waste time when we do this. You know, it's unity is our weapon. Let's go to Matthew 18:19-20. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So unity specifically in prayer and how it can change circumstances. That's a huge key. Unity in all fronts. In all fronts. You know, share. You know, sharing the testimony. Or your testimony. Mama Prophetess Deborah was sharing this the other day. And she actually recently shared her testimony, a testimony with me the other day, like 2 days ago. And what it did for just me because of, in my personal life, there's been some things that kind of, you know, I've been struggling with, and in aspects of my faith. And you know, we all get there, but her sharing her testimony, her just letting me know that, hey, look what the Lord did. Look what the Lord did. That blessed me and strengthened me in a way that, you know, because I know that even in my trials or whatever I'm going through, it's just setting up the testimony where the Lord will be glorified. But in that moment of unity and her not keeping it to herself and making it about her own personal gain or what the Lord did for her, it did wonders for me. It did wonders for me. So we have to understand that one of our best weapons in the body of Christ, the best weapon, honestly, is unity. Unity. Let's go to John 17, 21 and 23. When Jesus prayed for unity among the believers as a witness to the world. Unity, man. Jesus. Unity among the body makes the church more effective in mission and outreach. But I must say that there are so many. There's so many things that is going on right now that, you know, unity is needed more than ever right now. Because, see, the enemy is reminded of his future every day, every day. So they kick up. They try to kick up and, you know, and do whatever they do. But this isn't a time for us to. I mean, yeah, there are certain things that have to be addressed in the body of Christ. You know, the evils. And that in itself is necessary. But when we are, you know, trying to. It's one thing to correct. It's another thing to just simply trying to discredit or, you know, dishonor the man or woman of God. And that's not it. The man of God, Apostle Tommy, and I get his last name messed up and I apologize. Arroyo May. Y'all know who he is, though. I love that man of God. He has done so much for the kingdom and is continually doing so. And I learned so much from him. But he was speaking about that right now, the Davids are rising. Hallelujah. And he said, you have two choices, though. You can either slain the anointed or the giants. And what he meant by that was you can either slay the Sauls, right, which the house of Saul was at a point in time the anointed and not the anointed, but the house that God was using. But his time, you know, hey, had come. And Saul knew that, so he began to, you know, do some things. And David, even though he wasn't fully established yet, he had the opportunity to either slay Saul, or Goliath. And that's what's going on right now is, you know, we going and attacking too much of anointed men and women of God. Yeah, they're not perfect. Yeah, they're not perfect. But in that shows the lack of unity. In that shows the lack of unity. The lack of unity. Yeah, our brothers and sisters, we make mistakes. We are in error. It's how we... There's a certain understanding, a gentleness, love that we must address these things. So we've been, and we use these opportunities to do that, to then what? Big us up. Make us look like we, oh, I'm the, I am the, no, cut it out. Cut it out. That's not it. That's not how we do that. That's not what it is. And I'm not, and again, of course, you address evil. But evil and error is not the same thing. Evil and error are not the same thing. And again, these are men and women of God who are, who God definitely is backing, and definitely he's a merciful God. Our Father is a merciful God. So have mercy when we are correcting error. I'm not saying, you know, oh, you, no. In mercy, there's sternness, there's accountability, there's consequences, for sure, for sure. For sure, this is true. Trust me, I've had a lot of it. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful and thankful for the correction, for the understanding and love of our Father and the men and women of God that he's used who were mature. Hold on, y'all. Here come Nathan. Yeah, Nathan had to potty, so he's using their big boy potty now, so he needs a little help getting up on it, but hallelujah. But yeah, evil and error aren't the same thing. It just isn't. So there's a way that the Lord instructs us to address and handle certain situations, right? So, you know, like, you know, we be too hard on us, man. You know, like one of my brothers reached out to me the other day and he was saying how people were basically, you know, great man of God. I've learned so much from him and just a great man of God, you know, pure heart. And, you know, but he was at a concert. Nathan, hold on, guy. What can I? Yeah. What you need? Uh-oh, he done found some candy. Oh, man, my wife just be leaving out candy. And it's like, it's 9:30 in the morning, guy. You can't have candy. Hold on, y'all. But, yeah, like, you know, some of the people, you know, from the church were basically, you know, they were super religious. Hallelujah. You know, they were feeling a way about him being at a concert, specifically it was a reunion, a Cash Money rap group that was very popular in the early 90s, and still to this day they have artists under that label that do very well in the rap and music industry. Now, he was calling me and he was speaking about he did sound like he was coming from a place of like, hey, bro, you know, was I out of, and I was like, bro, first off, you went to a concert, and I explained to him, like, my wife wants to go to a concert this summer. What, I'm gonna say no? I personally don't necessarily, you know, like listen to certain music anymore, but that's just me. That's my preference, and that's just where I am, you know. But I'm not gonna say now certain stuff for sure that I'd be like, I even tell my wife, like, nah, I ain't listening to that. I don't even want that played in my house, you know. But she gonna play it. My wife plays the music that she loves, and I don't. We don't. Come on, man. How you gonna tell somebody they can't go to a concert with their family and loved ones to just enjoy music? Now, I definitely understand. And even if we felt like, you know, hey, you know, it's just certain things you can't listen to at a certain point, right? But that's not him being evil. I wouldn't even say error. I'm saying that we have to deal with each other in a different way that comes from a place of love and unity in Christ. Because if we attack each other in so-called trying to correct an error, we divide the house, because it's how we do it. It's how we do it. It's how we do what God is telling us to do, which makes it effective. Hallelujah. So shout out to my brother. Shout out to my brother. I'm sure he don't mind me sharing that story. I won't say his name though, just in case, you know. he know his love, he know. But yeah, man, we got that. Evil is an error. An error is an evil. Hallelujah. Some of y'all be ready to fire. It's like, whoa. Hold on. Where's your love? Where's the gentleness? Where's the understanding? Hallelujah. We gotta do better, yo. We have to, you know. You know, like, and trust me, I ain't come here eloquent in speech. Even with that, it's like a great man of God was sharing this, I think yesterday or early this morning, I'm not sure, but it's like what God is doing right now, and the men and women of God, the Davids, right, that are rising now, it ain't going to look like or sound like your church or what you're accustomed to in the church. Because he come in to correct the church. And some the church got to get right. I said the church. The church. Come on, people of God. The church has become too religious. Too, I'll just say it, compromised. Ooh, they ain't gonna like me. I did not come to be liked, but to do my Father's business. And so, yeah, we must understand, and we must come together. This is especially right now in this time. Especially now in this hour. We don't need a house divided. I love you guys. I hope, I pray that this word helps. This word brings clarity and understanding. And more and above all, glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May our Father in heaven be pleased. I love you guys. Hope you guys are having a great a great day. Hope you have a blessed day, a blessed week. There's a lot going on this week, man. My wife is graduating. She received her specialist degree in education. And she's not done. She said, baby, I'm going to take a year off, though. Because she's been in school since I met her. I met her at 19. You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for my wife. I love her dearly. She get on my nerves, though. But we're gonna talk about that. I'm going to get on here, too. She, you know, my wife don't like to be seen or heard much, which I appreciate. But at the same time, I tell her, baby, you gotta come on, you know. you can't do that. It's sisters, it's women, you know, that need you, and vice versa for me as well. So keep us prayed up, keep us lifted in prayer, guys. But this week is going to be a lot going on. A lot is going on this week. I'm like, Lord, I'm just ready for Sunday. But there go Nathan. That's my time, guys. I love you guys. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, David Abraham. May the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to strengthen you. And may you be faithful. May you be faithful. I love you guys. But Jesus loves you so much more. Shalom.